Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, if you guys like to cook outdoors, and you oughta, you should check out the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle. So this is a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge, reaching all the way up to 500 degrees. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Volume.
Hey guys, this is an episode of our Trivia Gauntlet series that you may have already seen on YouTube a couple weeks back, but if you haven't, then we wanted to make sure that you all got the chance to enjoy it on audio as well.
All right, this is Nerd Sash, the Trivia Gauntlet. It's Carson. It's Logan. Licking his wounds, maybe. A lot to shake back from, buddy. You ready to fight?
I'm hulking up.
He said he's going Baker Mayfield mode.
I am going Baker Mayfield mode, baby. I do this shit for Baker, and I do this stuff for my boy Baker Mayfield, too.
What is Baker Mayfield mode? Can you explain it?
I will not elaborate any further at this time.
Okay. Quirked up, white boy. Some high highs, some low lows.
I will elaborate a little bit more. The context of the game, the point of what we're doing is basically five NBA questions, five NFL questions, a random round after that on a topic yet to be determined. These guys will duke it out. At the end of the day, we'll count up the score and see who's smarter. We'll start it off, though, with a jump ball. This is a question with pertinence to both basketball and football. These guys are ready to jump. Whoever gets this will start off with the category of their choosing. Can you name a college that has produced both an NBA and NFL MVP? If so, name those two athletes.
Good question. I was totally ready to go for number one overall pick before
the
question
was
finished.
So was I, bro.
It was just too easy.
UCLA, no, actually, I don't know if that's right. I don't know about the QB. I was going to say Troy Aikman and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I don't know if Aikman ever won a regular season MVP.
That was my first thought. Aikman never won MVP. All right, I'm going through the great basketball schools.
Less ready to jump than previously thought.
Yeah, I'm thinking USC doesn't have an NBA one.
Maybe start thinking about some of the less traditional powers.
Yeah. I'm going through NBA year by year with the colleges.
And just to make this a little bit more attainable, I will include pre-merger for both basketball and football here.
Okay. USF certainly doesn't have an NFL. Kansas doesn't have one. Cincinnati,
I don't think they have a football
doesn't
team.
Have one. I'm just thinking about all the MVPs.
I'm
going to
just
in
guess
the NBA.
All two white guys, Notre Dame, Dave Cowens, and Joe Montana.
Dave Cowens is an MVP that counts. Why we got to preface that with
well, I don't know if Dave Cowens went to Notre Dame. That's why I'm saying that. I don't know where he went.
Yeah, no.
This is a good one. Yeah, do we have to get pre-merger for either of these to work?
I don't think so, no.
Louisiana Tech, Wake
Forest. I'll give a big hint to maybe jumpstart this. This player.
Hold up. Oh, I feel like I have to have identified the school because it's a football power with an NBA MVP. Actually, two NBA MVPs.
So this might give it away, but this player has something particularly notable about the MVP they won because it was a rookie year.
So if we're talking NBA, then it's either Wilt or Wes Unseld, and Wilt went to Kansas. So where did Wes Unseld go?
That's the crucial question.
Maryland. I don't know, bro.
Maryland's the right ballpark. It's not Maryland. currently an ACC school.
Louisville
and it Lamar Jackson? Louisville and Lamar Jackson. That gets it done.
There we go.
Could have also said Johnny Unitas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. True.
So we will start in the association, again, in this college-themed episode of the Trivia Gauntlet. Question number one. Which NBA player that went to college in California has the most career NBA rebounds?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, that was a mistake.
So it goes to Logan.
I mean, that was going to be my... Oh, it's is it Bill Russell?
It is Bill Russell.
Let's go.
That was to San Francisco.
Stupid. What am I doing?
Carson, instantaneous regret there.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously.
If you had let it linger, I probably would have jumped the gun.
Dude, I was just so ready to say Kareem because of points. I thought he was going to say points too,
bro.
And then I was like, Kareem's third all-time in rebounds. Who could be higher than him? The guy who's second all-time in rebounds.
Well, you had mentioned USF already too, so I'm like, this is going to be a layup for Carson. But on to question number two, nonetheless. Can you name the three players to win regular season or finals MVP that played at North Carolina?
Michael Jordan, James Worthy, and Bob McAdoo. It's one or the other, right?
That's the three.
Yeah.
So that goes to Carson there. Question number three then. Which former Kansas Jayhawk holds the highest mark for career NBA assists?
This is a good question. I have a thought.
Wilt Chamberlain.
It is not Wilt.
No, there's two dudes on my mind. I'm going to take a stab at JoJo White here.
It is not JoJo White. I believe he was second.
Paul Pierce.
I overthought that one, bro. Let's go, Logan.
Dude, I should have known longevity, bro. Paul Pierce plays like a handful more years than JoJo, and he was a good playmaking forward. Damn, I screwed myself on that one.
4,708 for the career for Paul. I was desperately hoping when coming up with this question that it was going to be Kirk Heinrich.
Oh.
It was almost Kirk Heinrich. He wasn't that far off, but nonetheless, we move on tied up at 2-2 to question number four, which is, which player coached in college by Rick Pitino has the most career NBA points?
Antoine Walker.
Wow.
Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I was not anticipating the quick draw there.
I mean, listen, he's not a guy I'd want to build my team around, but he put up pretty good numbers for a while.
Well, it's the combined part of Antoine Walker wasn't even the leading scorer on that Kentucky team. It was Tony Delk the year before Pitino left, and Donovan Mitchell was there the last year of Pitino at Louisville. I thought that was going to take a little bit longer.
Too young. And also, Antoine Walker played for Pitino in the NBA with the Celtics.
Wow.
That's his guy.
Carson, why'd you shoot so many three-pointers?
Because they didn't have a four-point line. He said that, and he shot like 33% from deep every year.
It was a different time, gentlemen. It was a different time. Question number five now. There are three schools that have produced two top 20 all-time finals scorers. One is North Carolina with James Worthy and, of course, Michael Jordan. The other is Bob Pettit and Shaq. Can you name me the third school?
Ooh, I had a thought, but it's not a very good one. I was thinking Ohio State because you would have Hondo, and Jerry Lucas has been to the finals, but not nearly enough to be top 20.
And I'm sorry, these are combined? Or no, they're just top 20, you said.
Yeah, two players that are top 20 all-time in finals scoring.
So we got to think about who's up there. I don't know if this is crazy. I don't know if he could be top 20. No, I don't think it's possible. I was going to say Magic and Draymond because Draymond's been there.
Yeah, no.
Six times, but he's still not scoring enough. But we have to get a little bit crazy. Oh, I know.
UCLA, no, Kareem, it can't be. Gail Goodrich.
Mm-mm. Incorrect, Logan.
I was thinking Houston with Akeem and Elvin Hayes, but neither of them won enough.
You said the first two were UNC and LSU.
Yeah.
Well, UCLA is a pretty good thought then.
It's not UCLA. It's a smaller school.
Okay. Smaller school.
And these are old guys.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Why not? Villanova, Paul Arizin, and Kyle Lowry. Shout out to Big Caboose,
biggest cheeks
Kyle.
In final history. Yeah.
Kyle Lowry, 30 points in game 6. Never forget.
I won't.
Okay, so we're looking at throwbacks.
Both these guys played for the same NBA franchise. That
I was going to think like Jerry West, but I mean, Jerry West went to Army, didn't he? Like
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Literally.
There's nobody else from West Virginia.
Yeah, Deuce McBride.
Deuce McBride. Joe Alexander.
Javon Carter.
Yeah. Lots of fun college teams, West Virginia, but they don't generally pan out to the pros, those guys.
That's what happens when you're reliant on the full court press to win college basketball.
Okay.
Players.
This is a little bit tough. Some of the colleges of like the way throwbacks I might not know. So I'm just thinking Bailey Howell went to Mississippi State. Can we get a shout out?
Shout out.
Guys,
I'm just trying to think about guys who have the volume to get there that many times.
Again,
bro.
Both of these guys played for the same team at the NBA level.
Is it like, it's got to be a Boston Celtic, man. It has to be a Celtic, dude.
Oh, my God. It's Casey Jones and Bill Russell. It has to be. No, we already had a Bill Russell question. Is it?
No.
I just thought they went there so
is
damn
it,
much.
Is it like Tiny Nate Archibald and Paul Pierce or something like Kansas? Is that where he went?
Mm-mm.
Did Tom Heinsohn go to Ohio State and John Havlicek?
Nope. Wow. No, not Ohio State. That's half of it. You're almost there.
Tommy Heinsohn and who?
It's a somewhat local institution.
Oh, Holy Cross and Bob Cousy.
Correct.
There we go. God, yeah, they were just getting those local boys.
I think it was a thing for years where the Celtics had to draft a player basically that was in the Boston area back when there were like 7 rounds in the draft. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You could have given me an hour, bro. I was not pulling that.
Logan, you did well, though, in the NBA round. Stole a couple points as we head into the super nerd round. The question that you have today, Logan, for Carson is this. Who has the most All-Star appearances by a player who never actually started an All-Star game?
Damn, that's an awesome question. Awesome question, but also some dangerous potential for some whiffs here. Mm-hmm. So the way I'm going to think about this first is dudes with a lot of All-Star appearances and very few All-NBA appearances. So I'm going to start shooting from the hip with 7-time All-Star Joe Johnson. Did Joe Johnson start in an All-Star game or is
Joe
the bar
Johnson
higher?
Joe Johnson started 1, dude. The bar is 7. What? He started exactly 1, man.
And it should also be said, Carson, that there are 3 players that are tied for 4th, so you only need to get 5 guys on this list, although there are technically 6.
All right. So I'm thinking about other guys.
Yeah,
Lenny
Joe
Wilkins,
Johnson,
I know,
Joe
is
Johnson
a 9-time All-Star,
man.
And I don't think he was All-NBA, but I'm a little bit uncomfortable with guessing Lenny just because the depth of talent in the league wasn't that deep that far back. You think he got to start 1 or 2 in there. Vince Carter's a 7-time All-Star, but I know that he must have started. Ray Allen is a 10-time All-Star and only 2-time All-NBA, but I bet at some point he started. Paul Pierce, 10-time All-Star, only I think 4-time All-NBA. Never sniffing a first team. Like,
you're just showing your work here. You're not making guesses.
I'm just showing my work. I'm not making guesses. Joe Johnson, I really thought was going to be right. So that one I let fly. Guys who were consistently in the game. Part of me wants to guess Ray Allen, but I don't know if that's wise. Because he had a couple really good years for the Sonics in the regular season. 7-plus time All-Star. I'm thinking back, bro, now I'm going to like Ed McCauley. I mean, I'm thinking about way throwback dudes, but again, there's just not enough depth of talent in the league. You got to be
Shut up, Dick McGuire, man.
Dick McGuire, was he a 7-time All-Star?
Was a 7-time All-Star.
Wow.
Carson, I'll give you
I think McCauley was exactly a 7-time All-Star, if I'm not mistaken.
I'll tip you off, man. You've actually said 2 of them already.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ray Allen?
Ray Allen is correct.
And then I threw out Vince and I threw out Pierce. I think it's... I don't know. I don't even want to think about that. I have another guess. Another guess that I'm not necessarily in love with. But I believe he's an 8-time All-Star. And I don't know if he would have started. Ah, this is a tough question. I'm thinking about Alex English. Oh, he gets me a little bit nervous. All right, so between Vince and Paul Pierce, I guess, because those are the other two I threw out there, who do I think it's more likely that they never started an All-Star game? Vince has the fan love. Paul has the better overall career. I'm going to say Paul Pierce never started an All-Star
game. Paul Pierce is correct. That's one and two, both 10-time All-Stars.
Yeah, okay.
You got four guys left. You got to get three.
You got one strike.
All of them farther throwbacks than Allen and Pierce.
All of them farther throwbacks. All right, so I was thinking about English, as I mentioned. Now I'm looking 90s. Seven times. That's a high bar. Like, Tim Hardaway, I think, is only five times. Mitch Richmond, I think, is five times. I'm thinking 80s, some of like the big buckets, but Bernard King, Mark Aguirre, those guys don't have enough all-star appearances. Who was just like consistently second fiddle? Who was in that next tier of guys?
That is kind of the way you should think about it.
Everybody else on this list is a little bit of a throwback as well.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a throwback. All right. Well, maybe I'll look to the 70s even. I mean, why not see what the 70s has to offer us? Oh, I just had an interesting thought in my silly little noggin. I just had an interesting thought. And I'm kind of inclined to let it rip. Is Nate Thurmond here?
Nate Thurmond, your boy, is not here.
Damn.
Thurmond was close. I believe he meets the threshold. Yes, seven-time All-Star, exactly. And he started in two All-Star games.
Because I was just thinking, like, first of all, he's competing with Wilt for some years in terms of West Center. Just centers were so great back then.
I'll tip you off.
Two.
You got two from that era, Carson.
Mm-hmm. Two strikes now.
Shit,
one of these players
clutch up.
You've mentioned already in this episode.
I mentioned already in this episode. True. Wow.
Logan was out for blood with this question. He's not messing around with the whole losing thing anymore.
I like it. I like this question. It's just tough because it's not like a clear delineation.
It's not
like, do I have a memory log of who started in every All-Star game? Unfortunately, I do not. So guys who I mentioned, I mean, that made me think of Bailey Howell, if I can keep it a buck with you guys. But
I will say, yeah, Carson, Nate Thurmond wasn't a bad guess. Your logic is pretty good. There's two other centers of that era that are on this list.
All right, so I'm thinking about dudes. You have to rule out the MVPs. You have to rule out McAdoo and Cowens because
they
would
have
started.
About name value. Name value more than, and like, these guys aren't maybe the shiniest names.
Right.
Very accomplished, though.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I was thinking Elvin Hayes must have started in an All-Star game. That would be insane if he didn't. So, other guys, super accomplished, but maybe don't have the crazy name value of this era.
Carson, only one
of
these
I've got one. I've got one, but I don't know if I want to let it rip.
It's your final
strike.
I don't know
if I want to let it rip, but I think I am going to because I think it's going to be right. I believe this guy is an 8-time All-Star. Is it Bob Lanier?
Bob Lanier.
Let's go. I needed that.
Halfway
home. I'm looking for one other guy of that era.
No, we need, so you've got three to pick from. You need two, right? Or does he need one? Yeah.
Gotta
and these
two.
Are all the guys who are tied for fourth.
I'm thinking, Jerry Lucas, I don't think, made seven All-Star teams. And if we're looking more modern than that.
I'd say, Carson, this center was ahead of his time in some ways.
Oh, my God, it's Jack Sikma.
Yeah, buddy.
Jack Sikma.
Let's go.
One left.
Ahead of his time because he created the Sikma move.
Turn me up, Carson. All right, you got these last two guys have something very major in common.
Okay, so the last two guys have something in common. Let me try to get this one with no assists now that I'm down to a do-or-die situation. One to go, one more strike to give. Or no strikes to give, but one more strike. Full count, if you will.
Burn some rubber, partner.
So I know that we're looking pre-21st century. That much has been established. Ooh, I've got an interesting thought.
I'm sure it is.
I'm hesitant to let it rip. Oh, call me crazy. Call me nuts. I think I may know who the two are, because you said they have something pretty big in common. Is it Robert Parrish and Kevin McHale?
Kevin McHale is one of the two, but I think Robert Parrish keeps you from getting that.
Damn, that's crazy, because McHale was actually the one who I was thinking, because he was a 7-time All-Star, but then I thought Parrish is a 9-time All-Star, if I'm not mistaken.
Dude, I think Parrish started one game.
That's crazy. Wow.
Parrish started... Right.
JoJo White was the guy that you left off, and he was the one that was mentioned earlier. Seven-time
All-Star JoJo White. Damn,
Parrish started one All-Star game, man.
It's insane you got four.
Yeah,
and realistically got five. But
you know what's crazy? No, but I learned my lesson because I got greedy. I went for six when I just needed five. So everybody, you know, chew on that. But that was a good question. That was a fun question.
All right, we head on into the NFL round as it sits. Currently, Carson 8-2 in the lead. Logan, back to his wheelhouse when we come.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. eBay Motors is here for the ride. You know what I remember about my first car? Is that the moment I got it, I wanted to improve it. Because like most 16-year-old kids, you don't exactly get a luxury automobile. So you look at it, you go, well, I need to add some speakers. I need to tint out the windows. I need to make this thing the coolest car possible so I can cruise around town with all my buddies, waving at the babes, and enjoy myself. So my favorite part of car culture when I was young was definitely the subwoofers in the back of the car. And we built the boxes from scratch, had multiple 12-inch subs, and you could hear me coming from a long, long way away. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, roof racks, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well. Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today. Ready, set, griddle this grilling season. Get the Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle with a carbon steel cooktop that's safe for metal tools. It's pre-seasoned with food-safe oils and ready to cook on right out of the box. With no use of coatings, you can use metal tools to flip, press, and scrape without worry. It's the griddle that stays ready, not rusty. Everything rusts and nobody talks about it because they couldn't fix it until now. With Weber's new rust-resistant technology, your Weber will last for years. When used, our carbon steel griddle hardens and bonds the surface, reducing the ability for moisture to collect and rust to form. This griddle heats evenly edge to edge. It reaches up to 500 degrees. With the Weber Works Prep, Cook, and Store system, you can keep cooking and cleaning supplies handy, carry food and condiments from kitchen to the griddle, and even convert the side table into a prep station. Get fired up for your new Weber Slate Rust Resistant Griddle.
back. All right, NFL time. Let's get to the Shield. Logan behind 8-2 as we enter this round. Again, college themed, and ask question number one, which is, which former Oklahoma quarterback has the most career NFL passing attempts?
Ooh, are we counting players who transferred from Oklahoma?
You may
is
have.
Is it Troy Aikman?
It is Troy Aikman.
Good pull.
Let's go.
Yeah. Finished at UCLA, but started at Oklahoma. Rich transfer history there, of course, at OU.
I was just stuck on Sam Bradford, man.
I knew you.
Sam Bradford was second.
Sam Bradford.
Sam was second and didn't miss by much had he never gotten hurt. He probably gets this easily, but c'est la vie. On to question number two. Which former USC receiver is responsible for the best NFL receiving season in terms of yards?
I want to say Keyshawn.
No, Keyshawn never had a 1,000-yard season. I'm going to say...
No way. I don't think that's right.
He never did. Yeah, I think he peaked at 900-something. We can get the stats team
Jamie,
on
can we get our stats team on that?
I'm going to say...
The anti-Mike Evans.
I hope this is right. I'm going to say Juju Smith-Schuster.
It's not Juju, but it's not far off.
That was a great guess. Juju had a 1,400-something-yard season.
Mm-hmm. This guy just beat him out.
Wow, that's really interesting. We know it's not Lynn Swan.
Man.
A lot of prolific college receivers at USC. Maybe not as much NFL success.
I'm tempted to guess some dudes who I just don't know where they went to college. Some throwbacks,
Peyton, what's the number? Like, is it above 1,500?
It's just above 1,500 yards. This player is a better pro than he was as a college player.
Okay.
That's interesting. So the fact that you know that tells me that we must be looking 21st century here, right? Otherwise, would
you could
Peyton
deduce
be providing
that.
Such
insight? You could fairly deduce that.
And I have. So who went to USC?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is this guy active, Peyton?
He is active. Which very much so narrows the pool.
Yeah.
Keenan Allen went to Cal, didn't he?
I believe he went to San Diego State. No, Cal.
Keenan Allen went to Cal. Cal Bear. Shout out.
Inordinate amount of good pros out of Cal.
Amari Cooper. Is it Amari Cooper?
Amari Cooper went to Alabama, dog.
Yeah, what am I talking about? I read.
I think was a Heisman finalist.
Red. Okay, this is very interesting.
I was just thinking about receivers that got drafted into California.
This player did this last year.
Wow.
Whoa. Damn.
Which, like, really shrinks who it could be.
I'm trying to think about the leaders last year.
The bane of my existence last year.
I will tell you, it is not Nelson Agholor.
Not Nelson Agholor.
Thanks, man. Dude, he was on the tip of my tongue, Peyton. He's on the tip of my tongue.
I'm trying to go team by team
here.
That's
what I'm doing.
God, there's a lot of Bama receivers. I just keep on running into Bama dudes. Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle. Settle down, you guys. Not everything's about you. We know it isn't Maryland legend Stephon Diggs.
We do know that, yes, because you went to Maryland.
Is it Jordan Addison? It's not Jordan Addison, bro. What am I
not Jordan
about?
Addison. Right kind of thought, though. Right kind of region, maybe.
I mean, it's not Drake London, obviously.
It's not Drake London. USC has a lot of NFL receivers right now, too.
Yeah, they do.
Bobby
Trees.
They
had that crazy, crazy receiver room with... Oh, no, it's not Michael Pittman. Like 1,500 is a crazy high number.
You guys are getting real warm.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
There we go.
Duh. Oh, my God.
I could not believe how you guys were tap dancing around that
what
one.
What the hell? First team all pro.
Yeah, I just had to start thinking about the best receivers in the NFL, man. Damn.
He kind of gets covered up out of that USC receiver room a little bit.
That's so stupid because you know what I was going to do? I was going to start going through the receiver room because I was thinking they had Michael Pittman, Drake London. I thought of Tyler Drake. Before I thought of Amon-Ra St. Brown, bro, if I just kept going. Was that his name, Tyler Drake? It was Tyler something.
I don't think so.
No, it was Tyler... I don't know. Who cares? Tyler something. Shout out to that guy. Tyler Vaughns.
Tyler Vaughns is a USC receiver. That is correct. Well done. Thanks. Okay. Logan gets back even with that answer, and we move on to question number three. LSU, a.k.a. DBU. Has produced 78 different players to record an interception in the Super Bowl era. But which Bayou Bengal has the most career picks?
Has to be Pat Pete, right?
It is not Pat Pete. He's not second either.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Is it a major throwback, Peyton?
Yeah, I'd say it's a pretty deep throwback.
Ooh. Is it?
By the way, guys, I'm wearing a hat now. I don't know if you noticed I'm wearing a hat.
Literally put on your thinking cap.
Put on my thinking cap. Major throwback.
I'm going to guess Larry Wilson.
Not Larry Wilson. I believe Larry Wilson was second.
It's not Honey Badger.
Larry Wilson went to LSU, though.
I believe so. Let me check that.
Is it?
I'm not going to lie. My college knowledge with the throwbacks.
It's not Ken Houston, is it? Is he the all-time NFL leader in interceptions? Is it Paul Krause?
Paul Krause is by far the leader.
Not Paul Krause. He's not the answer, at least. I was shocked to find out that Deion Jones is the all-time linebacker leader in pick sixes from LSU with five.
Ooh.
Peyton, is this guy a corner or a safety?
I believe he was a safety.
I mean, I don't want to just start guessing the dudes who are way up there because I'm not going to know where they went to college.
Yeah, like how big of a throwback are we talking here? Like 70s kind of
guy?
Pretty
big. He's also a Hall of Famer.
Donnie Shell.
Not Donnie Shell.
Go Steelers.
Go Steelers. Is it a Seattle Seahawk, man?
Fascinating thought. I mean, Hall of Famer. Dude, I almost want to sit this question out because I'm like, I just don't want to fling guys who I know are Hall of Fame safeties, but I have no idea where they went to college. But I won't sit it out because I'm a competitor. Hashtag Mamba.
He played in Super Bowl I.
Jake Scott. No, not Jake Scott. Jake
that
Scott
should get was... you guys a lot closer.
Shout out to Jake Scott. Ooh.
I mean, the only
is
safety.
Is it a Packer?
Fred Williamson.
No. And I believe they called Fred Williamson the Hammer.
They did call him the Hammer.
And then he was also in Playgirl magazine once.
He was also in Starsky and Hutch.
Was
Fred
a great
Williamson?
Actor.
Fred Williamson.
Why do you guys know so much about Fred Williamson?
He's the Hammer, man. How you don't know about the Hammer?
Podcasts.
We've never talked about Fred Williamson.
He's got to be a Packer. Lem Barney.
Lem Barney, Lions legend. Shout out. Packers safety, and it's not Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
No.
Alabama legend Ha Ha Clinton Dix.
True. Peyton, did you know this guy's name before?
No. Not as even as a Chiefs fan, no.
Oh, he's a Chiefs safety.
I feel like that should get it real close here.
Ooh. I've still got nothing, but we did that list on the
top
10 Chiefs.
We did that list. Yes, you're right, man. We did.
I'm thinking Otis Taylor was the receiver.
Not Otis Taylor.
I'm just trying to remember
Buck
guys.
Buck Buchanan. Honestly,
yeah. Not Buck Buchanan, although I do believe Buck Buchanan went to LSU.
Shout out the boy.
Logan has that kind of ball knowledge about the 60s Chiefs. I can almost guarantee now that when you say his name, I'll be pissed because I bet I saw it on that list, but I really don't think I know it.
It's not coming to my brain either.
This is Johnny Robinson with 43 interceptions for his career.
Actually, not upset.
Not upset.
acceptable losses there. Okay.
Acceptable miss for the boys.
On to question number four then. AFL MVPs included in this. The Notre Dame Fighting Irish boasts the most alums that have gone on to win an MVP in their pro career. Can you name three of the five?
Joe Montana.
Joe Montana is the first one. It goes to Logan. And by the way, you get a bonus point here if you can name all five of them because it's basically impossible.
AFL MVP. Do I have to get an AFL MVP for this question to be right? Okay. Let me get into the bag here. The old Duffy.
I'm going to be getting into the bag simultaneously, putting the pressure on you silently, thinking, pondering.
One of these guys is borderline. I need to check if it was in the
I know
AFL
it.
That they won this.
I already know it. I know it. I think I actually know it, but I might not. So I hope that helped.
I don't think it helps, no. Three of these guys have won MVPs in the Super Bowl era. The other two are pre-Super Bowl era.
Okay.
Peyton, is there a J something? First name starts with J anyone
yes.
on this list. And I don't want to say what the last name starts with because that might give it to Logan.
Commonly mispronounced.
Okay, maybe I'm not thinking of the right guy.
You probably are.
I mean, Carson, if you have another guest, man, if you can get the other two, I'll give you. I'm literally drawing blanks right now on the other Notre Dame MVPs.
Was he MVP in right about 1969, I think, is the year?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, I really don't think I'm thinking of the right guy. I was thinking of John Brody.
It is not your boy, John Brody. The literal Brody.
Niners legend. Pretty sure that he was born
and raised in the
day.
There's nobody post 2000, right?
I think he went to Stanford.
No. None of these guys did this after the 1990 season, and that was Montana.
Yeah, I'm racking my brain.
It's not Dickerson. Where'd he go?
I'm thinking about Brian
SMU.
Sipe. I don't know where Brian Sipe went to school.
Pony Express.
Shout out.
Man, dude, that was a fun documentary, the 30 for 30 on them.
Got
Sonny Dykes. Sonny Dykes made that program. Bears.
No, Johnny, you didn't go to Notre Dame.
Louisville. For throwback NFL, my college bag is almost non-existent. But MVPs
I'm gonna guess
should
Mark
be the
Mosley.
One I kind of have.
I'm going to guess Mark Mosley.
It's not Mark Mosley. That opens it up.
Oft mispronounced. Let's unpack that.
Okay.
I mean, let's really dive into that. Who could that be? Who has a confusing last name to pronounce for the
average? I don't think this will give it away. It's not a confusing name to pronounce. His name was altered for a campaign. And it just became accepted.
Barry Goldwater. Richard Nixon.
That's something about Jan Stenerud or
Spiro Agnew.
I don't know, man.
Jan
that may
Stenerud.
Not have been super helpful.
Kicker, bro. Punter. Special teamer.
Again, great chief.
Yeah, Logan, I'm aware. Not an NFL MVP, which is the question.
I know, but he said it was mispronounced. So I was like, all right, that's a weird name, you know?
It's not a weird name. I promise you.
And maybe he
snuck
in an MVP that you never heard about.
Maybe.
He was the other kicker that won the MVP.
Yeah. Jay.
One of these guys is a defensive player.
Alan Page.
Alan Page is one of them, so you need one more,
Logan. I wanted to guess Alan Page earlier, but I didn't know where he went to school.
Can I tell you what's so weird about
that?
I'm not even joking. I looked at Alan Page's Pro Football Reference page today, and that did not register at all. All right, clean it up, Logan.
I want to.
Need one more. One of these guys is super, I think, gettable. It's a weird MVP. This guy didn't necessarily have the career to match this peak.
Oh.
Gale Sayers.
Not Gale Sayers.
Mm. Oh. It's not, no, I was going to guess, no, that wasn't going to be right. I was going to guess the original Lions running back, Sims.
No,
that wasn't going to be right. Did not win an MVP. And now I'm thinking about 1962 AFL MVP Cookie Gilchrist. Shout out.
Legend. Bill's legend. I don't know where he went to college. Probably.
I think it's got to be a running back, man.
No, two of these guys remaining are quarterbacks. One of them, I believe, was technically a fullback who kicked field goals. True do it for the Gipper Notre Dame fashion.
So that happened.
Earl Morrall? Is he the quarterback?
No. There are two quarterbacks and one
Oh, I know who one of the quarterbacks is. Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann is one of them.
So what do we do with that?
So we have to
I don't
get,
know.
We have to get
I,
an
I
AFL
for this.
We could go.
Dude, I actually know that he went to
You got to get three. So if you can get the two guys who are AFL dudes, Carson, I'll give it to you.
What positions are we looking for? One quarterback?
One quarterback, which I think might be impossible to get. And the other one is the hybridized fullback running back. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Paul Hornung?
Yeah, I thought
not
I
like
was
that.
Out.
I just didn't think it was going to happen based on. Okay,
guess,
so yeah.
I was going to guess Marion Motley.
So it's a sprint to the finish line to get
to
the fifth guy.
The QB. What year?
Roman Gabriel.
This guy is the oldest of the gentlemen. Being discussed here, I believe.
Otto Graham.
Older than Paul Hornung. Sid Luckman.
Sonny Jurgensen.
This individual died in 2022. He was born in 1941 in Fresno, California.
Did he play?
Oh, poor guy.
I know, right?
Damn. Well, he must have played in the NFL. Actually, I guess he might not have made it to the merger, but
drafted in 63. So, yes.
I think it's going to be one of those old Eagles or Washington QBs, man. Either Jurgensen
or... Bro's thinking about Y.A. Tittle.
No, was drafted by your Buffalo Bills.
Well, it's not Jack Kemp.
Nope.
It's not Joe Ferguson. It's too early.
Shout out the boy Joe Ferguson.
Two-time Pro Bowler. AFL MVP in the late 60s. Did it twice.
It's not Norm Snead.
I know my dad's got this, man. I know he's loaded it up. He's screaming at the screen.
AFL MVP twice, and it's not Namath.
If one of you guys gets this, they get the point. If neither get it, no points for anyone.
Execution. It's the boy Norm Van Brocklin.
It's not the boy Norm Van Brocklin.
Dude, AFL history is a lot harder. I mean, this guy might be the equivalent of the Mel Daniels, for all we know. Dominant player in the other league. Didn't do jack in the league. Am I right, El Sizzle?
True that.
Mel Daniels.
True that.
Can I get some Mel Daniels, Pacers legend?
Peyton, I mean, what team did this guy play for?
Bills at the start of his career for 3 years, and then the Raiders.
The Bills. Raiders.
And it's not Cookie Gilchrist because it's a quarterback. Oh, my God. I know who it is. It's, I don't want to say the start of his name.
It's the quarterback.
It's Daryl. It's Daryl. What's his name?
Daryl is the first name.
Daryl LaMonica.
Oh, Daryl LaMonica.
There it is, Carson.
Yeah, good pull, dude.
Boom. I was really scared that once I said Daryl, Logan was going to steal the last name.
I was thinking of David Woodley.
So Logan stole 2 points in the NBA. Carson has stolen them back, and we are on into the super nerd round where Logan needs to make up this ground. Logan, the question, Carson, did you dirty? He looked right for your blind spot. The top five active wide receivers who have never made a Pro Bowl.
I think you can get it.
Like in terms of career receiving yards?
Yes.
I believe in you. I do not think you can get it.
Damn.
Well, just in general.
Doesn't sound like you believe in me, Peyton.
As a guy, I believe in your potential and what you can do in life, the impact you can have on the world. I do not believe you can get this question.
He just said I'm washed.
Maybe that'll fool you.
Logan, bro. Take that like water off a duck's back, as you would say, man.
I do say that.
I want you to internalize it. I want you to use it. Come to the dark side. Hatred's the only way.
I think we should buy Logan some time with just some chatter here because
the first guy that I think of is Chris Godwin, but I have to think that Chris Godwin made a Pro Bowl at some point.
I wouldn't give that as a guess if I were you.
If I were you, I wouldn't guess Chris Godwin, but that's just me personally.
Because he doesn't have enough receiving yards, because he has a Pro Bowl.
I don't know. I just wouldn't.
What's the threshold to get on here, Peyton?
The threshold to get on here, it is 6,000 something. Hold on, let me get the list back up.
All these guys are dudes who, aside from one of these five, maybe aren't necessarily like marquee guys, but are super consistent and have just been good pros for a long time.
Brandon Cooks is the first guy.
Cooks is number one on this list. I'm actually kind of shocked he's never made a Pro Bowl.
That is kind of crazy. Yeah, like, and Logan, think everybody else a tier below that. Think number two and number three receivers who have just been around for a while.
One of the guys who is really good and just hasn't been around long enough maybe to penetrate the Pro Bowl.
One guy like that.
The guy that I next think of is like Jarvis Landry's not active, is he?
Jarvis Landry.
I think he is active, but he's not on this list.
He also might have made a Pro Bowl, too.
He's definitely made a Pro Bowl or two at some point.
So mostly number twos and any time. No
five time Pro Bowler, no Jarvis Landry. Wow.
You're joking.
No.
Five times?
Guys, he like broke the reception record.
Yeah. So what? Receptions merchant.
Screen also, merchant with the Dolphins.
Also, he broke like the receptions through 4 years or something record. He didn't. He never sniffed the actual receptions record.
That's fair. That's true.
It was manufactured elite coastal media stat.
Honestly, one of the weird guys I'm thinking about is Deontay Johnson right now, just because Deontay's kind of, he fits that mold, that like guy that's just not good enough. I don't know if he has that mark, though.
I would actually be around a little longer.
Maybe even go lower star power-wise than Deontay Johnson, but just, again, consistent producers in good offenses.
Yeah. So 6,000 yards exactly is the mark to get on. Two of these guys have been in the league over a decade.
Damn.
And are just like the epitome of consistency.
Both of whom I have some personal connection to in different ways. One because of college, one because of NFL.
I'm going to need you to tell me what the connection is to one of these guys. That makes me think of Keenan Allen,
but I mean, Keenan Allen's definitely been a Pro Bowler.
But that is the right connection. Peyton, I don't know which one you're confused about.
I understand now.
Yeah. It sort of pertains to a conversation we had earlier.
And then a Buffalo Bill.
One of them was a Buffalo Bill to start their career. Sammy Watkins.
It's not Sammy Watkins.
So is that strike one? Is that our first?
That is strike
guess?
One.
Okay.
One of these guys played at one of the schools that was mentioned in the previous round, the NFL round.
As I always like to say, hints like that are so much easier from Peyton and my perspective when we know the answer as the guesser.
Oh, I mean, it's so much fun. I don't even think about.
I ain't trying to make
I mean, Peyton is sabotaging you.
I am the dungeon master.
I'm trying to think about the 2012 or
your enjoyment is not my concern.
NFL draft. Well, because
I think about both of them.
There were so many receivers in those draft classes. Just don't have the recall for all.
One of these guys played in college at Pitt.
Wow, John Brown.
No, not John. John Brown played at Pittsburgh State.
Fuck.
Like in Kansas.
I thought that was the Bill. I thought that was the Bill.
That's good thinking, bro. Not active, unfortunately.
I led you astray on that one. I'm going to give you the strike back.
I mean, that's honestly really impressive to know that he went to Pittsburgh State, Matic.
What about Allen Robinson?
No, it's not Allen Robinson, strike two.
Dude, I don't know, man. I mean, Allen Robinson seems like a logical thought, bro. Number three, been around a long time.
He just, I mean, he had that 1,400-yard season, so he
made the Pro Bowl.
Fuck.
One time Pro Bowler.
I didn't think about that. Yeah.
I'm going to give you the colleges of all of these players, and we'll see if that helps. So, number five on this list is Pitt. Number four on this list is Maryland. Number three on this list.
Tyler Boyd. It's Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd is number five, so that's two for you now. Number two on this list is USC, and number three on this list is Cal. You only need the middle three now. So, the Maryland guy, the Cal guy, and the USC guy. I mean, the USC guy has bounced around a lot, has been good on several different teams.
And it's not the boy Juju.
It is not the boy Juju.
Well, because he made an All-Star. I mean, All-Star Pro Bowl. USC, Cal.
What's the difference? They both suck, right? Let's talk about All-Star Weekend. Wah, wah, wah.
Patty cake is what I think we should do instead of.
I'm down.
What up? I think that's the
vibe. All right, last thing I want on these guys. When did they enter the league?
You guessed correctly for two of them. One is 2013, one is 2012.
And the other one, I think, was the 2018.
And he's, like, by far the best. I was surprised he hasn't made a Pro Bowl.
Was, like, a top 10 fantasy receiver this year.
Yeah.
It's a benchmark.
Was consistently, like, a 1,000-yard guy for the last few years and then took a leap this year.
Man, dude, none of these guys are coming to me.
Don't give up, Logan. You can do this.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna turn around and desert you.
Can I give the divisions that each of these guys play in, Carson?
Sure.
Okay. For the guy who's number two, we're in the AFC South. The guy who's number three, I actually don't know what team they're currently on, so we'll forgo that.
That guy is back in the NFC North.
Okay. And then the guy who's number fourth is also in the NFC North.
I mean, yeah, dude, I'm drawing blanks. Who's the rest of these guys?
Unfortunate.
I ain't got
the remainder of the list is Bobby Trees, Robert Woods, Marvin Jones, and DJ Moore.
Wow. Yeah, those make sense. I'm not even mad about DJ Moore because I would have expected DJ to have made one.
Yeah.
Robert Woods and Marvin Jones are actually super logical guesses, man. Just fucking staples.
I thought about making this the all-time top five receivers to never make a Pro Bowl.
Yeah, that
I kind of thought that this would be more logical. But
I don't know. I probably would have just guessed Ricky Prohl.
Yeah, he was on there. He was number five. And Brandon Cooks was on that list.
10-5. I got to sweep the final round to push OT, man.
Yeah.
That's where we're heading next. Random round coming up.
Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers who deposit $5 or more can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 back in a bonus bet.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code NERDS. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,000 if your first bet loses. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code NERDS. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problems with gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to the random round, folks. Logan has to get all five of these to catch up to Carson to force a decisive overtime period, which we've not thought through yet because we've not encountered that yet. So hopefully Logan does not do that. Okay, question number one. A group of lemurs are known as this term, no matter how inconspicuous they may be. This category is all about what the names of groups of animals are.
No matter how inconspicuous they may be. This is Jeopardy-esque. There's a hint in the wording there. Mm-hmm. I'm certain of it. A flash mob.
No, the answer is not a flash mob of lemurs, believe it or not.
A gang?
That would be sick, and it's not a gang.
That would be sick. A gang of lemurs? I mean, what is something that is brash, it's bold, it's in your face, that we can contrast the inconspicuous to? God, I just saw a lemur. I was at the zoo the other week.
A league? I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. Alliterative.
It's not a league. I like an army. The headspace.
An army.
It's not an army.
An air force.
A militia.
So, and this is a theme with all of these. Way, way too aggro on the naming mechanisms, whoever comes up with this.
But it's not like a murder, because that's crows already.
It's not a murder, no.
Isn't that insane? Who came up with that?
Edgar Allan Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe?
No. It had to be.
Yeah, I guess.
It's fitting, though. It makes sense, even though it is not a noun. It's a verb.
The Bronx
I guess
bombers.
A murder can be a noun. You could refer to this with a synonym, cabal.
What?
Cabal.
What does that word mean?
A coup?
Revolution?
A plot to overthrow?
Insurgents? Scheme?
Lemurs are always scheming. I think that's why this is. Zabumafu could not be trusted.
Zabumafu was a puppet, bro. Yeah, he could not be trusted.
That's
he
why.
Deceiving us. His a very plot? Existence.
A plot of
not a plot. That's a good right one. Thought. Right thought.
Something.
A
along those
gaggle?
Lines. No, I feel like that was a step back. That's geese. A gaggle of geese.
Colder.
Plot.
A plan? I don't know, man.
I mean, specifically a coup. Specifically a coup he was trying to get us towards.
This word starts with a C, much like cabal and coup.
Yes. A mutiny.
Not a mutiny, which also does not start with a C.
A kootenai.
Logan, your life's on the line here.
Something like that. Maybe my reputation and my pride.
Calvinism. Corruption. Candlestick Park.
I believe etymologically, the first syllable of this letter of this word means with.
So it's con something.
It is con something.
Well, it's not. It's conniving. Not confluence.
Conniving.
That's kind of sounds like what that's what these.
I think there is
to.
A group of animals that's name is a conniving or something though.
No way, that's sick.
Construct?
Not construct.
A contraption.
Remember, this is like a coup. One could say it's like a plot.
I know it feels like it should be so obvious.
And it's not. Construct sounds.
Logan, you were so close. I thought you were about to say it. No, it's not construction.
A construct? I don't know what you want me to say.
No, it's
Conspire.
No, it's close.
Conspiracy.
It's a conspiracy.
What? Oh.
It is a conspiracy.
Oh, okay.
We got give a photo finish.
Give that to Logan.
Okay, we're going to give it to Logan.
Logan got the vibe right first.
Yeah.
Wow. That took us way too long.
Man, that's so weird, dude. Why are there so many different names? I mean, I'm kind of enthralled, man. I'm invested in this.
I'm excited for this.
Somebody
guy.
Expanding
really,
my knowledge base.
Like, really must have just been like, what are you guys up to?
A conspiracy of lemurs. That's really
it's a conspiracy of lemurs.
It's on brand though for the end.
Yeah, yeah. You know, they look mischievous. Let's face it.
Yeah. Okay, guys, a group of emus.
Emos.
Goth. That's what we call Blink-182 stands.
That's what we call a Nerd Sesh Trivia Gauntlet.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
A group of emus can be referred to as this.
My buddy Luke just saw some emus. He's in Africa right now.
Think about guys wearing big lapelled suits and fedoras.
Wall Street.
A mob.
Gang?
A mob, Logan.
A mob. Let's go.
A mob of emus.
Wow, that's tough.
Tommy guns and all.
Let's go.
On to number three here on this list, guys. When these gather in mass, it is known as a army. What insect
me,
am I talking
me
about?
Me and my fellas. Ants.
Ants would count. Okay, listen. Ants, you can refer to as an army, but that is not
wasps.
The answer. Not wasps.
Hornets.
All right. Hey, buddy. There's some
these
rules around here. You don't
guesses,
just get to sling
man.
50
these are
guesses.
Good guesses, man.
I like
I
what
think
you're doing.
I know this one. I think I know this one, so I'm going
to
take
I've talked to
here.
You guys about this in the past because I'm just enamored by this fact.
Unfortunately, mosquitoes. I never listen to what you say. Hmm. Logan, if you get it, it's not going to count. I haven't thrown out a guess yet.
Mosquitoes.
Keep going, Logan. No, it is not mosquitoes.
An army.
There are no rules in the random round.
Okay. Beetles.
Not beetles.
What makes
I guarantee
sense?
You used to think these were sick when you were like in elementary school.
Cicadas.
Ooh. Cicadas.
Bro, what?
Suck, bro. Praying Logan's mantises? Like, it's gotta be praying mantises.
It's not praying
Don't
mantises.
Don't you have a weird little thing for praying mantises where you like praying mantises?
Me?
Praying mantises.
Yeah.
Praying
no.
mantises are
what?
Little,
what kind of weirdo do you think
really
I am?
When the,
yeah,
the kid
yeah,
is born.
Bite
the mom
off.
Like bites
yeah.
the head off. Yeah.
I feel like only serial killers are like, yes, praying mantises.
Nah, praying mantises are
praying
cool.
mantises
I just thought
are
you
dope,
were, like,
dude.
Freaky into them. Maybe it's my buddy Logan.
No, dude. I mean, they used to protect our garden, like at my house. Like praying mantises
from who?
Are good.
You guys
well,
hired
from,
them?
Well, no, they just showed up. they just hold it down. You ain't even got to employ them. They just show up and handle business.
But you must have given him something, right? Some sort of reciprocity to that
I
arrangement.
We signed an NDA. I can't talk about our contract.
You know what I used to do with my buddy Carvel? We would gather all the bugs in my backyard, put them in a tub, and try to get them to fight to death. And very rarely
live action Bakugan.
Did it work? I mean, dude, yeah. We were
Who
like,
needs Pokemon?
Screw this. We want the real thing. And so we would get the spiders.
It's not a bee, right? Like,
it's not a bee.
I feel like
I believe
I
that
heard...
is referred to as a hive.
Yeah, true. Mm,
good call.
I was going to say, I feel like I would have heard of that before.
An army. And Peyton mentioned this. Why would Peyton mention this? What is Peyton infatuated with?
It wasn't as much as I was infatuated with it.
Ladybugs.
It was something... Not
Peyton,
ladybugs.
Peyton, can this animal fly?
At one stage it can.
Cockroach.
Not cockroach.
A butterfly? It's not a butterfly, is it?
We're getting real warm.
Caterpillar?
It's a caterpillar.
Ah. Ooh.
And with that, Carson wins the game by understanding context.
But we have so much.
Boo!
Yeah.
We got two more questions, though.
Thank
we got
you
two more questions.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. When these deadly animals get together, it is known as a thunder.
So sick.
Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
Oh, rhinos, right?
Oh, so close. No, not rhinos.
Hippos.
Nice.
Dude, hippos kill so many people.
Just murderers, cold-blooded killers.
Just death cows.
That's actually a great name, though, for a group
mm-hmm.
of hippos.
Mm-hmm.
Thunder? Come
a thunder
on.
Of hippos. Or come hippopotami.
On.
which is technically
that
term
can't be real. Is that the actual?
Yeah, it's hippopotami.
Hippopotami.
Yeah. Wow. Plurality of hippopotami is either a thunder or hippopotami.
Yeah.
Question number 5. A group of cheetahs can be called this term that also describes the desert storm fighting force.
Zing zang. The desert storm fighting. Oh, a blitzkrieg?
No.
A what?
A blitzkrieg.
By blitzkrieg.
They did move
the
fast,
Ramones.
But not in German.
Yeah, that's true. An assault, an ambush, It must be an ambush.
Think it's about like a group of things or nations
a march.
Or people.
A league?
Not a league. Second guess of the word league, and it's not gotten any worse.
Who said league? Did Garson say league?
You said it earlier.
You said league. Which would be an awesome name for something.
Silly Logan.
For this, but not for cheetahs, bro.
No, not
I thought
for
you
cheetahs.
Meant for this question. I was like, damn.
Spotted cats. A group of spotted cats. Operation.
I think
Desert
actually
Storm.
Cheetahs might not be cats.
A militia. We're going to run militia back.
It's not militia.
What do you mean they might not be cats?
I think they might technically be classified as dogs.
What are you talking about, Peyton? Cheetahs?
Dude,
are you insane?
What?
I think it's like one of those weird technical
things.
No, it's
things not.
Where like,
it's not one of those weird technical things.
This is not a tomato being a fruit, man. I'm pretty confident a cheetah's a
I can't
cat.
Even conceive. Like, are you thinking of hyenas or something?
No.
Which are neither? A cheetah is a prototypical big cat up there with the leopard, the jaguar, the lion, and the tiger.
The jaguar, the leopard, man. What?
Yeah. Man's best friend, the cheetah? Jeez.
I feel like they might
Are you
be
thinking of a Dalmatian?
As...
They're not classified as dogs, but go ahead, look
I
it
mean,
up.
The Vatican classifies like guinea pigs as fish. I think it's just kind of how you look
what?
At
it.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to that?
What?
Have you
yes.
been doing some psychedelics throughout this episode? What the hell are you talking about?
Peyton's Eddie just kicked in, man. He's bugging.
You sound like this kid Trent from my hometown.
Tell me more.
No, I think I said all that needs to be said. All right. So back to Operation Desert Storm, of which I don't remember the particulars.
And this is
but I'm
a
thinking
noun.
About
this
warfare
is a noun, right?
in general. What about a siege?
Not a siege.
Peyton, this is a noun, yeah? Or is it a verb?
Yes, it is a noun. It is a noun. That's what's so confounding about this, is they have access to verbs as well.
Group of cheetahs. It's not going to be like an attack.
Okay, cheetahs are not considered typical big cats. That's what it is. I don't know why
That's
I thought they were
pretty
dogs.
Pretty different from being a dog.
I think it's because they can't do anything but purr. Like they can't make like...
No, dude, they can make noises, bro. They can make noises.
Because they can't do anything but purr? What about run 75 miles an hour? Huh? All right. Let's get a quick rank these three.
Is it
cheetah, mountain lion, serval. How are we ranking them, fellas?
What the fuck is a serval?
How dare you?
I think lynx should be included in the category.
No, I've never seen... Dude, these kind of look badass, man.
Servals are awesome. They're like, in my opinion, sort of the coyote to wolf, but with them to cheetahs. Underrated.
One could call them the harpy eagle of big cats.
Peyton, is the name... Is the word alliterative? Does it start with a C?
It starts with a C, yes. I wouldn't call it, like, typically alliterative, though, because it doesn't start with the same sound.
I don't want to... Is it a clan of cheetahs?
It's not a clan of cheetahs.
I mean, it's got to be a warfare term. A cannon.
It's not a cannon. It's not a warfare term. It just would be a description of the fighting force at Desert Storm. Not a clash.
A coalition.
It's a coalition. It is.
Nice.
That is the correct answer.
That's hard. That's
a
hard.
A coalition of cheetahs. That's sick. It makes it sound like they're coming from across the world.
Wait, what
to
are they doing?
You
form
up.
A union.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Logan, I'm sorry. You fought valiantly. Respectably.
Wait, what was Logan going to ask? I thought he had a question.
Yeah. And that was another episode of the Nerdtech Trivia Gauntlet. We'll see you next time, I guess. Carson,
Jesus.
wins again, I think that brings him to 4-0, and let's land this play.
4-1. 4-1. 4-1.
Officially 4-0.
Thanks for watching. Like, subscribe. We will catch you next week.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard a lot about electrified vehicles lately. Well, Toyota has electrified options for every lifestyle. We've got hybrids, no plug needed.
All right, let's go.
But we also have plug-in hybrids, if that's your thing. You can even go 100% electric in the Toyota BZ4X. With so many options for reducing carbon emissions, Toyota is electrified, diversified. Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.